Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Monday, July 9th, 2007. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber, and we call our ministry Daily Encouragement Net. And once again, this beautiful Monday morning, as we prepare this podcast, we want to encourage you wherever you live and whenever you may be listening to this message. Today's message is titled Faithful Servants. The scripture text is Galatians 6, verse 9.
Let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up.
Last Friday we went to a memorial service in the Philadelphia area. Following the service, we drove by the campus of the Philadelphia Biblical University, since we have some friends who went there. As we prepared to return home, I got lost in the sprawling Philadelphia area and kept relying on my sense of intuition to get back on the main highway, since I didn't want to stop and ask directions or even look at a map.
We passed a huge and very busy casino, and across the street from it was a large church. Stephen thought, wow, I think that's Phil Mendito's church. We turned around, and sure enough, it was the church. We visited with an associate pastor who told us that Phil was not in, but gave us a tour of the church building. And when we went into the sanctuary, we saw Phil's wife, Carolyn, and had a nice visit.
Well, Phil and Carol are friends from Bible college. Phil spoke at a church in northern Pennsylvania several times back in the late 70s. He and his wife, Carol, started the church in Philadelphia in 1981. We recall speaking for them once when the church met in a Howard Johnson hotel. They had services in a function room and used several of the regular rooms for nursery and classrooms. The deal with the hotel was that they could use the rooms without charge if they took rooms that had been occupied the night before and cleaned them before leaving.
Well, over the years, we haven't had a lot of contact with the Menditos due to various ministry moves, but we'd heard the church had really grown. It is now a large, multiracial, multi-ethnic congregation with believers from over 50 nations. The church has all kinds of programs unique to city ministries, such as a feeding program to the homeless. They also have a hands-on Bible training program called Master's Commission. And while we were visiting, there were people coming from all directions involved in ministry and heading for the streets, prayer groups. It was just a wonderful blessing to be among them for those few minutes in the afternoon.
We were so heartened by our visit and the evidence of God's blessing on this church and our friends. Planting a church in a hard place and sticking with it for over 25 years is worthy of honor. I know they've had some real discouraging times early on, and likely they have all along. They surely became weary in doing good at times. There were setbacks and disappointments, but they pressed on in faithful service. They didn't give up and are now reaping a harvest with scores of souls they are impacting for Christ in eternity.
Well, that's the joy of ministry. And it's available to all of us in service, since the Word says, let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up.
Let us continue, all of us, to be faithful servants of Jesus Christ.
Let's pray. Father, your promise to bring forth a harvest to those of us who labor in your vineyard gives us scriptural motivation to never give up. In the process of planting gospel seeds, we realize that many will not take root and germinate, much like the seeds we plant in the fields. But there are others that will take hold of the life-giving vine and spring forth into new life. Help us not to become weary by the numbers who fall by the wayside, but renew and strengthen our resolve to be faithful in service as we rejoice in those whose surrendered hearts have brought about changed lives. Amen.
Amen. Well, it's a real joy to share with you today. Our daughter, Esther, is standing right behind Brooksie and I as we're seated in front of the microphone today for our podcast. Our website is www.dailyencouragement.net. We do have a number of additional resources on the site today. Several pictures of both that event Friday, the picture I took of Carol and Brooksie, along with the church secretary who herself has quite a story. We also have some photos of our weekend and some neat people that we've had interaction with over the weekend. A couple links up to a song that comes to mind today called Find Us Faithful that has blessed us for many years. And finally today, and what was my final note? Yes, we do have a link to an update on our ministry. We want to include our podcast listeners in that. Every several months we like to give an update upon our ministry and how we're doing in this online ministry. And if you're interested, just go to the website and go down to the place where it says Ministry Update. And we thank you for your interest, any that might care to read that. Well, have a blessed day today. Anything you or Esther want to say, Brooksine?
Hi.
Esther says hi. And we urge you once again to be a faithful servant.